LeBron James is out of the National Basketball Association playoffs. And the big question now is whether he will also be out of Cleveland, where he played the first seven seasons of his career. James becomes a free agent on July 1st, and here's what he had to say after his team, the Cavaliers, was eliminated by the Boston Celtics last night.
I mean, it's all about winning for me, and I think the Cavs is committed to doing that. But at the same time, you know, I've given myself options to this point. And like I said before, me and my team, we have a game plan that we're going to execute, and we'll see where we'll be at.
Well, sports writer Stefan Fatsis joins us now, as he does most Fridays. Stefan, when LeBron said, my team, he wasn't talking about the Cavaliers, was he?
No, he was not. He was talking about his agents and his lawyers and his marketers and his friends. And ultimately, whether he stays in Cleveland or signs with New York or Chicago or Miami or another team in a bigger media market, I think is a business decision. Does LeBron value the security of his familiar surroundings? Does he want to win an NBA title next year? So get ready for 2 months of ceaseless and fevered speculation about which teams are going to sign which players to play with and even coach LeBron. There are reports that University of Kentucky coach John Calipari is ready to jump to Chicago or Cleveland so that LeBron can play with him.
Well, not that I will hold you to it, but what do you think is going to happen?
Well, based on no inside information at all, I think he'll leave. LeBron's been in the NBA for 7 years, but he's just 25. His prime years are ahead of him. And as a pure basketball matter, Cleveland right now can't offer the supporting cast that LeBron might find in Miami or Chicago or potentially New York or New Jersey, all of which have created the budget space to sign LeBron and another superstar free agent. LeBron and his team are very ambitious people. Their ability to create a pre-scandal Tiger Woods-like business empire will be much greater in a larger market.
Now, the story of Team LeBron, lawyers and agents and all, threatens to eclipse all the teams that are still in the NBA playoffs, so that we're not accused of feeding that beast even more. Tell us about the games.
Well, the Celtics, who won the title 2 years ago, had been written off as too old and too hurt, but they demonstrated why having four great players is better than having one superstar. And let's be honest, LeBron was awful in Game 5 physically, and it seemed mentally, and close to awful last night. So the Celtics now move on. They face the Orlando Magic, who have won all 8 of their playoff games and 17 of their last 18 games and 28 of their last 31. Out west, the Los Angeles Lakers and Kobe Bryant go up against the Phoenix Suns and their star Steve Nash.
Okay, on to another sport. Soccer. The World Cup tournament begins in less than a month in South Africa. And this week, all 32 teams announced preliminary rosters for the tournament. Tell us about the U.S. team selections.
Well, the U.S. is going to be counting on its brilliant goalkeeper, Tim Howard, and its two best field players, Landon Donovan, who impressed this winter with Everton of the English Premier League on loan from his team, the Los Angeles Galaxy, and Clint Dempsey, who just yesterday became the first American-born and bred player to play in the final of a European club competition with his English team, Fulham. The overriding question for the U.S., though, is going to be its ability to score goals.
And one player who'd been doing just that will not be with the team. Tell us about him.
Yeah, that's Charlie Davies. He had been a real revelation in the last year, but he was severely injured in a car accident last fall. Despite a remarkable recovery, he was deemed unready to play by his French team and by U.S. officials. The other notable omission from the U.S. Side was former boy wonder Freddie Adu. Adu, of course, debuted as a professional at age 14 here in the States. He's still just 20 years old, but he's bounced around in Europe. Some fans saw him as a potential creative spark off the bench for the World Cup. U.S. coaches didn't agree.
Now, the United States today officially entered a bid to host either the 2018 or 2022 World Cup. It hosted once before in 1994. Who's the competition for the future games?
Australia, England, Russia, and joint bids from the Netherlands and Belgium and Portugal and Spain to host either tournament. And then you've got Japan, Qatar, and South Korea who have bid for the 2022 event only. The U.S. promised 76,000 fans per game, no need for public spending on stadiums, and a track record from 1994. One thing it didn't offer was what the Netherlands and Belgium did. 2 million bicycles for fans to use during their eco-friendly tournament.
Okay, thank you, Stefan. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Robert. You too.
It's sports writer Stefan Fatsis, who talks with us Fridays about sports and the business of sports.